Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by BP.
And I'm Anna Palmer. While congressional Republicans are returning to Washington this week for the president's joint address, the one thing everybody is going to be talking about this morning is the snafu at last night's Oscars, when Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway incorrectly named La La Land as the winner of Best Picture. Moonlight was the actual winner. Imagine if that happened in politics.
Speaking of actual winners, let's talk about the journalism business. There's been a lot of hand-wringing about Donald Trump's decision to skip the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. We believe he did the industry a favor, so we could return to our roots of celebrating good journalism. Our colleagues Shane Goldmacher, Sarah Ferris, and Jen Schultes are out with a story about how Trump is looking to raise military spending, but cut everything else. Expect Trump's first federal budget to cut back domestic programs, but make no significant changes in entitlements. For what it's worth, this runs counter to almost a decade of Republican budgeting orthodoxy. Speaker Paul Ryan gained prominence in the early days of the Republican majority by making tweaks to entitlement programs. Almost everybody in the Republican Party believes it's necessary to overhaul entitlements to balance the budget. Trump, however, doesn't seem to have much interest in that.
The Wall Street Journal is out with a report that congressional Republicans are looking to move as early as this week on repealing Obamacare. The decision means that Republicans will go it alone on the legislation, a risky proposal considering the heat many Republicans felt over the recess weekend from constituents opposed to repealing Obamacare.
Our colleagues Annie Carney and Alex Eisenstadt have the scoop on White House Communications Director Sean Spicer targeting his own staff in a leak crackdown. White House staffers were asked to put their cell phones on a table to prove they had nothing to hide. Jeremy Erb scooped that Trump's nominee for Navy Secretary, Philip Bilden, withdrew from consideration Sunday, becoming the second Pentagon pick unable to untangle his financial investments during vetting.
In the juice today, we've got Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch meeting with Democratic Senators Mark Udall of New Mexico and Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire. Former Vice President Joe Biden was spotted at a Whole Foods Sunday looking tan and rested. He posed for photos with fellow shoppers. Trump has a busy day today. He will drop by the National Governors Association meeting. He is also meeting with health insurance CEOs, having lunch with UN Ambassador Nikki Haley and Vice President Mike Pence before meeting with Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He is also slated to meet with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson before having dinner with regional press affiliates. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.